The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
There's good news today. It just depends on where it is coming from. Be encouraged because there is love in the air despite the evil ways of mankind. For those who know Jesus as Lord and Savior, the love we have for him should be on full display. His love gives off tremendous rays of light. The foundation of love expressed by the Godhead, meaning the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has been around since the beginning of time. It is a love that to this very day is undefeated. Let us not forget, man attempted to destroy the love of God by killing Jesus. He was unsuccessful. The grave could not hold him. After 3 days, Jesus arose. The love of Jesus remains in the air. For those willing to trust in him as Lord and Savior, we should recognize the magnitude of his love every day. In 1 John chapter 4, the brethren were reminded of the necessity of showing love to others. Verse 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." There's an old adage that says love is a fabric which never fades, no matter how much it is washed in adversity and grief. In life, we will face adversity, but the love of Jesus and a willingness to follow him will carry us over, under, and through the situational difficulties in this life. Think about the behavior of people today, which shows an absence of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 4 says, in 6 simple words, "Love suffers long and is kind." To counter evil, an attitude of love can bring light to any situation immediately. When evil, darkness abounds. Love and evil cannot coexist at the same time. The Apostle John said to the brethren in 1 John 1 and verse 5, "This is a message which we heard from him and declared to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all." The solution to the darkness of this world is to be in the light of Jesus Christ. Matthew 5 verses 13 through 16, Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot of men." You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. What did Jesus say about the glory and who gets it? The Father in heaven. He did not say glorify man. To God belongs all the glory, all of it, every smidgen of it.